Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Welcome to lesson 8, the final lesson of our From Here to Armageddon series. The last major event on our From Here to Armageddon timeline is the world's greatest revival. Now, this great revival is going to extend from the beginning of the final 7 years all the way to the culmination of the final 7 years. All during these events, revival is going to be building. We all need to understand that God, not Satan, planned the events of the end time. So many times we say, oh, Satan's planned the Antichrist, the false prophet, the great tribulation, and all of these events that are going to come upon the earth. And we blamed it all on Satan. But we need to realize that Satan didn't plan these things. Our God planned end time events, and he planned them all to create the conditions for the world's greatest revival just before his return to the earth. Now, we know that the apostles had great revival in the early church. I'm talking about a revival much greater than that. You say, I can't fathom that. Well, we should be able to, because we have 28 times the population on earth today as they had then. So we really need to have a revival 28 times as great. And could the God that you and I serve do that? Not only can he do it, but I intend to show you from the scriptures today that he is planning on doing just that. So should we be entering these final times with a lot of fear and trepidation? Or should we be entering these times with enthusiasm, with vision, with excitement? I want to show you from the scriptures God's action plan for the end time. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32 says this, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. So they understood the times, therefore they had a comprehension as to what the nation of Israel should be doing." Now, if that was true in their times, it's certainly true of our times. The understanding of Bible prophecy that we've been going through these last 7 lessons is all designed by God so that we can know what we should be doing. It's not to get us to go to a foxhole somewhere or to buy a bomb shelter somewhere. All of this understanding is given to us to know what we should be doing. A lot of people paint a picture of God's people in the end time being a defeated, lukewarm, indifferent people. That is not a biblical view. In the book of Daniel, it gives us an insight as to the way God's people should be in the very last times. In verse 31, it says that the Antichrist will corrupt many by flatteries. But in Daniel 11, verse 32, it says, "And such as do wickedly against God's covenant shall the Antichrist corrupt by flatteries." Then this big word, but the people that do know their God, right while the Antichrist is deceiving the world, corrupting the world by flatteries, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. So we're teaching these things so that we can understand, because God wants you, he wants me to instruct many. Actually, End Times course called Understanding the End Time was named from verse number 33. They that understand among the people shall instruct many. It's God's will. Some people are praying for God's will. Let me tell you what God's will is for all of us. It's for us to understand and then to share our understanding with others. And the Bible also states in this passage that the people that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. Jesus Christ is not coming back after a weak, anemic church that will just barely limp across the finish line. This church began in the apostolic era with a great wave of glory and a great wave of revival. And let me tell you, when we finish this church age, which is just ahead of us now, we're going to go out in a great blaze of revival. You know, the Bible says that the Lord went up with a shout, and the Bible teaches us he is coming back with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. He is coming back in victory to put down all opposition, to destroy the kingdoms of this world, and we will crown Jesus Christ King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is no time, ladies and gentlemen, for a defeatist, weak, backslidden mindset. Now, many Christians may be there, but you and I should not participate in that. It is God's will in these last times for these prophecies to so energize us and to so equip us that we will see the greatest revival just ahead of us now that the world has ever known. While most of the world is going into apostasy, you and I need to be going back to Book of Acts Christianity. When we read the Book of Acts, we should be totally comfortable there, because our lives should be patterned after their lives and the level of commitment that they had, all of us need to have. And if not now, when will we do it?
From Here to Armageddon, a new, exciting 8-lesson series to share with your family and friends. Order yours right away.
From Here to Armageddon answers many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? This new series gives an overview of the major events that will occur from now until then and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Irvin covers topics such as the Sixth Trumpet War, the final 7 years, the Antichrist revealed, and the world's greatest revival just ahead. God did not intend for his people to stumble blindly into the end times. All your questions clearly answered in this exciting 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Order yours today. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-END-TIME. Order yours right away.
So we're going to walk along our timeline today, and we're going to talk about how each of these major events, we've covered six major events. There are more than that, but we took the six major events over the last seven lessons. However, I want to go back now to each of those events and to talk about how these events are going to serve the Church of Jesus Christ on this earth and enable us to have great, great revival. The first event we discussed after we took lesson one to do our overview. Then lesson two, we talked about World War III. The Bible, of course, prophesies this in Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 through 21. And it says that this war will start from the Euphrates River and will end up killing one-third of mankind. It's going to be 40 times World War II, which is the worst war up till now. But this is going to dwarf World War II in magnitude. It's going to be astonishing. One-third of mankind will die. So what should you and I be doing? Should we be thinking about moving to Australia or running to the hills, or storing up water or storing up food. Now, if you want to do some of those things, I don't criticize you for that. But I want to give you right now what Jesus said you and I should be doing in these days that are just ahead. It's found in Matthew chapter number 6, verse 31 through 33. Here's what Jesus said. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat during this catastrophe? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. After all these things do the unreborn people, the unborn again people, the carnal people. That's the way they think in their value system of life. But he said, I don't want you to take any thought what you shall eat, drink, or wear. He said, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. God knows exactly where we are. The Bible says the hairs of our head are numbered. He knows us intimately. So he said, that's not what I want you to be focused on. But here's what I want you to be focused on. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what's going to happen? All these things shall, not might, shall be added unto you. So in these days that are just ahead, the most climactic days of all of the human race, the end time, that's where we are now. In these days just ahead of us, will we be into surviving or evangelizing? Will we be carrying out the Great Commission? Will we be obsessed with the final thrust leading up to the second coming of Jesus? Here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be explaining what is going on. What's this war all about? When the nuclear bombs are just exploding like crazy, when whole nations are being wiped off the face of the earth. I'm talking about one third of the human population, according to the Bible. We're going to be explaining what is going on. We're going to be teaching that prophecy on all the talk shows. We're going to be on the End of the Age television program. We're going to be on our radio program. We're going to be publishing articles. We're going to be teaching all these things to explain to people, this is where we are right now. And then we're going to be telling them what they should do. Because people are going to be desperate for answers. Where do I go to hide? Where do I go to be safe? Well, the Bible tells us where to go. The scripture says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. Now, during this time, we're going to help people every way we can. But the most important thing is for people to be born again. Because if you're born again, you have the assurance of eternal life. Oh, by the way, you know we're all going to die, right? Whether it's now or 5 years from now or 20 years from now, all of us have an appointment with death. And whenever that happens, the most important thing is that we have the assurance of moving through the door of death into the next world, into life eternal. And you get that assurance by being biblically born again. So as this war is raging, what does God want us to be doing? Huddling in our foxholes? Of course, we can take prudent steps as we understand them at the time. But the most important thing will be for us to be up and about our Father's business. Here's the way I look at everything. Jesus said, don't take any thought for all these carnal things, but you seek first the kingdom of God and I'll take care of the carnal things. So I frame this as, if I take care of God's business, he's going to take care of my business. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be preparing ourselves for the greatest evangelistic thrust the world has ever seen as we move in to the area from here to Armageddon. Let's talk for a moment about the results of the Sixth Trumpet War. One third of mankind killed. The power of Islam is going to be greatly reduced, if not eliminated. Now, we know this war starts in the Euphrates River area, which is a 100% controlled Islamic river. All of the tensions that are building right now, they are going to end up erupting into World War III, into the Sixth Trumpet War, this war that kills one third of mankind. As all that is happening, will it produce worldwide repentance? I'm sorry to tell you, it won't. Now, it will undoubtedly generate some revival, but not the great revival that's coming. It'll be the first step toward it. People are either going to, at that time, move toward the Antichrist or move toward back toward biblical Christianity. Now, here's how I know that the great revival won't really hit yet, even though we should be doing everything we can. And we will have revival during this time. And it may look like the great revival compared to where we are right now. But here's what the Bible says in Revelation 9, verse 20 through 21. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Listen to this. Neither repented they of their murders, of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Now think about this. In the midst of this devastation, when we're burying people with bulldozers, when one third of mankind is wiped off the face of the earth, are men going to repent? The scriptures say, yet men repent not. Well, what are they going to be doing? Men are going to be turning to government, not to God. This unprecedented chaos of the Euphrates River War is going to be the entrance ramp for the Antichrist. Anyone who will not join his solutions of one world government, one world religion, and one world economy, they will be accused of religious exclusiveness. You think your religion's right, all other religions are wrong. They're going to be accused of religious exclusiveness, and they're going to be condemned. They may even be labeled as religious terrorists, even if they don't own a gun.
From Here to Armageddon, a new exciting eight-lesson series to share with your friends and family. Order yours right away.
Answering many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? Your questions answered in this exciting eight-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-END-TIME, 1-800-363-8463. Order yours right away.
Now, this is what's coming at us, and I'm talking to you about it now, so that when it does come to pass, you won't be shaken in your faith, but instead you will be strengthened in your faith, and also you will know what to do. The sons of Issachar were men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel should do. Well, here we are in the church age. We're spiritual Israel, and we need to have understanding of the times to know what the Church of Jesus Christ should be doing in these momentous times. The most concentrated fulfillment of Bible prophecy of all history lie just ahead of you and me right now. From here to Armageddon, we need to know what we will be doing. We need to mobilize to do it, and we need to give ourselves without reservation to the cause of the kingdom of God and the message of Jesus Christ. Let's look at the second event we studied on our timeline, the coming Middle East peace agreement. Now, when this peace agreement is signed, the Bible teaches us that that will trigger, that will mark the beginning of the final 7 years to the Battle of Armageddon. I mean, I love this prophecy because it's a prophecy with a timeline attached. Most prophecies are thrown out there and we don't know for sure when they're going to happen or when they're not going to happen. However, this prophecy is specific. When this peace agreement is signed, which will create a Palestinian state, put the Temple Mount under a sharing arrangement, and yet leave Jerusalem under the control of Israel for a 7-year period. When this agreement is signed, that's going to be the signal for all of us to go into high gear, total mobilization. Now, End Time Ministries, we believe God has already impressed us that we should prepare a magazine explaining the events of the final 7 years and announcing to the people of Israel that the final 7 years just began. We're actually going to have a magazine. It'll say across the top, warning, final 7 years to Armageddon just began. What to do? See inside. Within the first month after they sign this agreement, we intend to print and distribute to every home in Israel, 2.4 million homes. This magazine, the first half will be printed in English, the second half will be printed in Hebrew. That way, most of the people living in Israel will be able to read it, because these final 7 years are going to affect Israel more than anybody else. Now, think with me. What's going to happen when every person in Israel awakes to a magazine in their office, in their mailbox, that says the final 7 years to Armageddon just began? And then they read the magazine and we go in depth explaining the prophecies from the Old Testament, from the book of Daniel. Now, when this happens, what are Jews going to be talking about? Or Palestinians, as far as that goes, because there's 1.6 million Arabs living in Israel. And God loves all people. So we're not confining this revival just to Jews. We're expecting revival to sweep the entire world. So what are they going to be talking about on the train toward work the next morning? Hey, did you get one of those magazines? It says the final 7 years to Armageddon just began. Yeah, I don't pay attention to that stuff. Well, listen, I read it, and that makes a lot of sense to me. He took it straight from the Bible. Oh, I know, but he's just trying to scare us. And so the discussion will go. Go to your coffee break. The buzz is in. And then, as we continue on, revivals will begin to sweep across Israel. Now, it's not going to stop in Israel, though, because you can count on it. As soon as the news media in America finds out that a Christian ministry just sent a magazine to every single home in Israel announcing that the final 7 years just began, they're going to be calling. We want to interview you. Do you believe this? Why do you believe this? We're going to be on Fox, on CNN, on MSNBC, on all of them. I mean, why shouldn't we use their media to reach the entire world with a message? Remember, Jesus said, this gospel, the kingdom, shall be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come. Well, not just any nebulous gospel, not a false Christian gospel, but the true gospel of Jesus Christ, just like the apostles preached in the book of Acts. This gospel will be preached in all the world before the end comes. And it's all going to be happening once they announce the final 7 years. Now, they're not going to be saying, oh, this is the final 7 years to Armageddon. That's what we're going to be saying. They're simply going to announce a peace agreement that is going to provide for a Palestinian state in the West Bank. It's going to allow the Jews who presently live there to choose to stay there as a Jewish minority under the Palestinian state. And it's also going to settle the dispute over the Temple Mount, so that the Temple Mount will be shared between Muslims and Jews, and probably everybody else will be allowed to go there and worship. It's going to be a great interfaith Mecca. Well, when this happens, what's going to be happening to people who have known for years that this was coming, and all of a sudden, here it is? I'm telling you, the Church of Jesus Christ is going to be seized with a level of urgency as never before. Are you ready? I mean, are we ready to truly be apostolic? Are we ready to be like the book of Acts, church? Well, let me tell you, that's where we're going. We're not going to care anything for houses, lands, possessions. As a matter of fact, remember the book of Acts? People sold houses, lands, cashed in CDs, sold stocks and bonds, and pooled their money for the greatest evangelistic blitz the world has ever known. That's going to happen when we know for certain we have entered the final 7 years, which will mean when we enter the final 7 years, that'll mean we're only 3.5 years away from the revealing of the Antichrist. I'm getting excited just talking about what is coming. Don't you yearn for true Christianity, for a Christianity just like is in the Bible? Don't you yearn for the Bible to be preached just like it is, with no alteration?
Thank you for being with us today on End of the Age. If you would like the complete lesson of today's program, watch the following message. From Here to Armageddon, a new, exciting 8-lesson series to share with your family and friends. Order yours right away.
From Here to Armageddon answers many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? This new series gives an overview of the major events that will occur from now until then and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Irvin covers topics such as the Sixth Trumpet War, the final 7 years, the Antichrist revealed, and the world's greatest revival just ahead. God did not intend for his people to stumble blindly into the end times. All your questions clearly answered in this exciting 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Order yours today. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-END-TIME. Order yours right away.